Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Joining me in studio, of course, is the great John Lyons, who is wearing his frosty blues right now. What's up, Lyons? How we doing?
Arcant, it is a pleasure, man.
It's good to have you in, glad that you're here for this because, number one, I wanted to talk with you about the game that we watched last Sunday. Not that we watched it together, but the game that we all watched on Sunday with the Bucks. And we have to get to everything that I think is being overlooked in this matchup here tonight. Not that I think this is going to be a particularly great game. I think you're probably looking at a bit of a clunker here on both sides. I think the Patriots could end up taking not a massive step back. I'm not predicting a loss, but I think that when you look at the Jets and you look at their record, you expect a team that just can't do anything. And the Jets, they only lost to Pittsburgh by 2 points. They only lost to Tampa by 2 points. Two-point loss to the Denver Broncos. Now, you know, they didn't give you great games in a lot of those, but they aren't getting blown out that much, really. I mean, this isn't a team. The Bills blew them out in week two, and the Cowboys won by two scores in week five or six, I forget. But other than that, they kind of keep it close. And now, this is also a team that just blew up their defense. It's a team that is in a complete rebuild only 3 years after having the offensive and defensive rookies of the year, which I want to talk about as well. I got into that a lot last night. But even despite all of that, they've won two in a row, and the games that they've lost, by and large, are not these blowouts. And yet everywhere I look, I'm seeing the Patriots by 2-3 scores.
It's interesting, too, because you mentioned the close losses the Jets have had. Remember the London game against Denver, how they totally botched the end of the first half? They might have won that game against Denver if they don't botch the first half. And look, I think this game, to me, though, Arcan, it's more about the Patriots than anything else. The afternoon show talked about this, and they were right, in that the Jets are not good. They have really bad quarterback play, and they just traded away arguably their two best players in Sauce Gardner and Quinnen Williams. I know Sauce Gardner's been inconsistent at times in his career, but still probably one of their best players.
It's tough to make an argument he's been one of their best players lately. I mean,
yeah, exactly. So I think most talented in that neighborhood. And even Quinnen Williams, since that great season in 2023, has declined a little bit. But still,
their other best player just went on IR, too. So
You look at the – like, how have they kept some of these games close? You look at their game last week that they won – they had a kickoff return touchdown and a punt return touchdown on back-to-back possessions, right? They're top six in the NFL in punt return and kick return average, so they're pretty good on special teams, at least from a return game perspective. Breece Hall did have the 40-yard screen pass touchdown last week. So I think when I think of how the Jets have kept this close, it leads me to the Patriots are better, and are the Patriots going to be fully dialed in on a Thursday night game against a team they're better than? Because you go back to the last time the Patriots had a great win was Sunday night against Buffalo last month. And I thought it was just as important that they followed it up by winning the next week and the week after that. Because how many times, Arcan, in the last 2, 3, 4 years have we seen them have a great win and follow it with 2 or 3 losses?
Well, in the last 2 years, you haven't seen too many.
But
great
even last
wins,
year, week one against Cincinnati, nice win on the road. They followed it by losing like 85 games in a row.
That's right.
And a couple of years, 2023, they beat the Bills at home.
Yeah.
And then followed it by so they've done that time and again. So they followed that Buffalo game with a couple wins, obviously more than that, but immediately after it. Now you had another great win down in Tampa. Can you follow it with a win after that, and then a win after that? Like, to me, that's the mark of a good team. It's can you follow success, not just can, hey, anybody can win one game. Can you follow it?
Sure. Now, doing that, what you just sort of said, beating Buffalo and then going off and reeling off those wins against the Saints, Titans, and Browns, one of which I would say was a great win. I thought that win over Cleveland was a great win. I consider that. They're not a great team, but that's
great,
a great
defense,
and they had their way with them in the third quarter. I thought that was a great win. Tennessee win, that was perfectly fine. I didn't think there was anything special about it. Saints, they kind of squeaked by the Saints, you know, and that was one of those where you're like, okay, you know, they won, so you can't say it didn't legitimize that Buffalo game, but they got better. Like, they continued to get better. They've continued to improve, and I think that culminated a little bit in that Tampa Bay game because Atlanta gave them everything they could handle. Yeah. Atlanta and Drake London and, you know, Robinson and those guys, the defense, like, they made it tough for the Patriots. They made it tough on Drake May. They made it tough on the secondary. It's, I don't want to say they exposed some kind of blueprint to beat them, but it was about as worried as I was for them to lose a game since the Buffalo game.
Yep.
And then Tampa, I mean, the way that game went was, I mean, it was fun, right? Like, that was a fun game. There was a lot of sort of fun stuff that happened, certainly at the end. But that was another one where Tampa had the ball driving with a chance to take the lead, and the Patriots were able to, you know, do what they did. All in all, it has been, and I agree with you, I do think legitimizing wins like that is important, but if there's ever going to be a letdown for this team, this is the place where it would be, right? I mean, it's a short week, it's a division game, it's nasty weather out there. It's a team that, while they're not good or anything, they're not exactly these pushovers who just get their ass kicked every night. You know, like, that's sort of where I'm at with this matchup. What did you take away also from the Tampa game?
That game, and kind of the reverse of the Atlanta game, all about the end of the first half, beginning of the second half. I think it was the best they managed the end of a first half, beginning of a second half, in at least the last 2 or 3 years. You think about it, they chew up over 7 minutes of clock, all the remaining 7:16 of clock, score a touchdown to end the first half, come out, score a touchdown immediately to open the second half. I mean, Tampa Bay had a 10-7 lead. The next time Baker Mayfield touched the ball, they were down 21-7. And you just look at the Atlanta game, was kind of the reverse. Patriots are up 21-7 with the ball, strip sack, fumble. Next thing you know, they're hanging on to win 24-23. That's, to me, that Tampa game, I was so impressed by that end of first half, early second half. And I know they had to hang on near the end. I get it. Mm-hmm. But if May doesn't throw that interception in the end zone, maybe it's not that close at the end. And to their credit, right, Craig Woodson had a nice pass breakup. They ended up winning the close game. I give them credit. But to me, that game was about the end of the first half, early second half. That was the separator there.
Yeah, and they've done that. I mean, that was a great example.
They've been much better this year. Last year, they were awful at the end of the first half. I think the worst thing about last year's team was their end, because that was when everything bad about them came together, like the bad coaching, the bad execution, the stupid
clock
mistake,
management, all of that,
everything
stuff,
that all came together at the end of the first half last year. I mean, how many games were they out of it by the second half at that point? This year, they've been much better overall, and I think that Tampa game was the best they've been
at. Yeah, absolutely.
This team is DTF, Jim.
Thank you, Tony. Yeah, I thought in the Cleveland game, too, when they drove down and got that field goal to take the lead, and then they came back and had the Hunter Henry drive, I thought that was a nice example of that, and then they just went on to dominate Cleveland that whole third quarter. But yeah, that, I feel like, and Vrabel's obviously a huge part of it, Josh McDaniels as well. You have a coaching staff now that is handling that all very well. And when you look at Vrabel and those sort of double score opportunities that they get when they defer, it's not just that. I mean, that's part of it. And it's not even just the motivational stuff either. It's strategy. It's challenges that he uses. It's all sorts of clock management towards the end of the game, all over the place. And you know, you miss it when you don't have it, but like,
how about giving up first and goal?
Yeah.
Like that, think about it. If the Patriots don't score there, and they don't win that game, what would you have been talking about on your show the
last 3 nights? I'd still be talking about it now.
Exactly, right? And even if they just had kicked a field goal there, let's say they, you know, get stopped on second and third and goal, decide, hey, we're going to kick a field goal, and they lose a game, you know, 28-27 or 24-23, something like that's what we're going to be like. That was a gutsy call, and it was, to me, that showed trust in May, in McDaniels, in Stephon Diggs as well, in the offensive line. That, to me, was a level of trust Vrabel has that I don't know if you've seen a head coach have that in his team here in a little while.
Yeah, and I didn't love the 2 play calls right after that. Those were kind of, okay, well, you're not really getting anywhere running the ball. And then a goal line fade. I mean, thank God for Steph Diggs going up and getting
that. That was an A-plus catch. by
it
Diggs.
Really was. And, you know, it was funny. I was talking about, like, who runs the goal line fade anymore? Teddy was talking about it yesterday. Drake London and the Falcons did a goal line fade.
Yeah,
and
it helps when it's Marcus Jones or it's Drake London.
Right,
no offense to Marcus Jones.
Comes up to his waist.
There's a foot height difference there.
Yeah. Biggest thing is don't drink the Kool-Aid.
Certainly. But, yeah, that was gutsy for sure, and it worked. And it seems like everything's working. You know what I mean? Like, it seems like everything that Mike Vrabel's calling is working. It seems like, for the most part, Drake May's making, you know, the occasional mistake. But for the most part, he's out there executing when he needs to. They're not missing a lot of tricks here. They're not having a lot of bad bounces and things just not go their way. And I know sometimes you can't control that, but sometimes you make your own luck too, right?
And I would agree, and I think this is the line now where we have to be careful, right, as Patriots fans, because you're right. Pretty much everything they've done the last 7 weeks has worked, and it's worked well. But you just look at, you know, this Tampa game. They had 3 touchdowns of over 50 yards, and they were awesome. I jumped off my couch for them. You can't rely on scoring 3 touchdowns over 50 yards every week,
just
right?
Like the Jets can't rely on returns.
Exactly,
you can't rely
right.
on that, yeah.
So they did have a lot of runs for no gain or negative plays. They've thrown an interception 3 straight weeks, and it hasn't hurt them yet. But that's been, to me, the best thing about Drake May this year. It's not the deep ball. It's not all this other stuff. He's limited his turnovers this year. Like, it's not a coincidence. The first 4 games of that winning streak, he threw 0 picks. 5 out of their 8 wins, he's had 0 picks. Not a coincidence. So they just got to be careful. Like, something like that. Drake May throws an interception tonight. I don't think they'd lose to the Jets. He throws an interception against the Cincinnati team that offense scores 38 points a game, or an interception against that Baltimore team that might have figured it out. That's when it can catch up with you. So that's why, to me, like, what I want to see tonight more than anything else, can they play a clean offensive game? Short week, division opponent. Can they just not turn the ball over, not have a bunch of negative plays? And sure, can they have a 50-yard touchdown? That'll be great. I'll give you a high five, Arcan. But can they also have a 2 or 3 drives that are 8-10 plays and march down the field? Because even the long drive they had, the 7-minute drive against Tampa, there were 2 false start penalties on that drive.
Right.
Like, can they? And it didn't hurt them, but can they have a clean drive all the way? Because that's the type of thing, tangible thing to take away you can look at moving forward.
Sure, and I agree with you, and I think that there's definitely room for that in the conversation. The only thing is, like, you look at the defense on the first series, right? They always give up these touchdowns.
7 out of 10 games,
who they're playing against. They give up points every single time.
5 touchdowns out of the 7.
And against Tennessee and against, you know, Cleveland and against these trash bag teams, you're like, well, if you do that against the good teams, you're not going to be able to get away with it. And the same thing happened with the Bucs. Ibuka got loose in the zone, and they scored a touchdown on the first drive, and they got away with it, and they won the game. And that was against Tampa Bay. That's not against some cream puff. So I'm starting to wonder when any kind of reckoning's ever going to happen for some of these things, which, again, shouldn't be something that sinks you as a team, but have to rear its head at some point in some of these games.
Yeah, and I look at, not so much tonight, but if you get down 14-3 to Cincinnati, and look, that defense is awful.
Right.
Maybe the worst defense in the NFL. But again, they score 38 points every week. You get down 14, like, or Baltimore, and I know Baltimore's got a losing record. The last few weeks, they've looked like that team people think can go to the Super Bowl. They figured it out. You get down 14-3 or 10-0 to Baltimore, or even the next time you play Buffalo, like, then you're in an uphill. I'm not saying you can't win those games, but then you're in an uphill battle, right? And I think a lot of people have compared this team, Arcan, to 2001. I look a little bit more at 2010, and that was a team that went 14-2. They blew out a lot of teams, blew out a lot of bad teams, but then against the Jets in the divisional round of the playoff, they basically had 10 bad minutes, and they were down 14-3 at halftime, and they didn't recover, and they lost the game. And of course, that team, that was Brady maybe at his peak. I know it's not the same, but they were relying on a lot of young players too. Devin McCourty's rookie year, Gronk's rookie year, another tight end's rookie year who we don't need to name, but this team is also relying on a ton of young guys, ton of new guys. So I compare it more to that than I would like, we saw it finally catch up with them, just not till January.
Yeah, 2001 team, I agree. I mean, that was...
That's in the Hall of Famers.
It did.
I feel like that's an insult to the... And nothing against... And I love this year's Patriots team. That 01 team had Hall of Famers all over the place.
Yeah, like, they certainly did. And that's, you know, you maybe didn't think so, or you didn't know it at the time.
We didn't know it at the time.
Right? We thought this was sort of an underachieving group who, you know, letting down their quarterback and all of that, and who's this new coach, and they don't seem like they're any better, and they won a couple of games. Like, I very clearly remember, like, most of that season.
Yeah, I mean,
and just sort of the thing, right? Yeah, it was until you really saw them, and they did win a bunch of games. But until they won that Raiders game, I don't know that a lot of people really believed that that was a possibility. Like, I think more people believe that about this team than they did about that team at this point in the season. I mean, I know it's a different record. But
and
like,
plus, I will say, too, that core group, a lot of those guys were on the Super Bowl team in 96.
Right.
You know, so those guys had at least shown a little bit more than this core group.
Yeah, no question about that.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
The Patriots taking on the Jets tonight. We do have some thoughts on the New York Jets, a team that is in another rebuild. After what seemed like the start of a very successful rebuild just a couple of years ago, they had that terrible draft with Zach Wilson. They followed that up by drafting the offensive and defensive rookies of the year in the same season, 3 first-round picks, Breece Hall in the second round. It seemed like they had laid the foundation for what should have been, not like a dynasty or anything, but certainly something more than what they are right now. And you look at some of the other more recent examples of teams that just thought they were on top of the world. The Houston Texans in 2023, the Commanders last year. The Patriots, I feel like, are starting to get to that point right now. Like, we have the quarterback, we have the coach, everything's fallen into place. Yep. Nothing can stop this train. And I know the Jets are not the same exactly. They were never 8-2. But they did have what they thought, and everybody thought, was this great foundation. And now here, 3 years later, it's completely crumbled on itself.
I would add Mike Vrabel's former team, right? 2019 AFC Championship game, number one seed the next year.
Right.
That fell apart pretty quickly, too.
Sure did. And there was one seed, the second to last season, his penultimate season in Tennessee, they were 7-3. And then they lost out.
Yeah.
And they ended up 7-10, which, again, I'm not comparing to this year or anything like that. It was Tannehill, and then he got hurt, and it was Malik Willis and Josh Dobbs, ironically. He was a backup on that team. I think he got a starter, too. We were just talking about this last night. But, yeah, that is just something to keep an eye on. You know, good times never seem so good until they're not good anymore. But in this case, I think you have a lot more to hang your hat on than some of those teams did. And also, you know, if you make it to the AFC Championship game, you can worry about next year. Right now, this team, I think, should be all systems go. You know, like, forget the rebuild. Like, you're here now. You've arrived. You want to obviously keep improving and making the team better. But I think at this point, we're 10 games into the season, and this team's right there at the front of the conversation.
And I think, Wake, if you ask me big picture, Arcan, is there anything that worries you about the Patriots rebuild? And it's the depth, right? They have quality starters at every position. Like, Spillane's a good linebacker. Gonzalez is good. I think Craig Woodson's good. Like, Milton Williams, obviously good. Like, we can go on, you know, Drake May, whatever. We go on down the list. Diggs, Booty, those guys, Will Campbell. They have quality starters everywhere. They don't have a lot of depth. But that's on it. Like, that's a thing for the offseason. Like, you can go deep in the playoffs this year, and if you have a good free agency and good draft next year and you build up that depth, then boom, you're on your way. Like, that's where I think the Commanders have run into trouble this year. Obviously, Jaden Daniels got hurt. That's the headliner. But they didn't have a ton of depth last year. They stayed relatively healthy for most of the year. This year, Terry McLaurin's missed a lot of time. Other guys have missed time, and they're not, and obviously Daniels, and they're not quite as good. So can the Patriots survive injuries? Right now, probably not. So can they stay healthy? And if they do, then address all that depth in the offseason?
Yeah, and they do have, they've had some injuries lately. This is the third straight week now, and no Stevenson, no Booty tonight again, and a couple other guys who we'll get to certainly when we hear the final report there. We do have some people that we know are ruled out already, but we'll have the full extent of it here in just a bit. In the meantime, though, there is this little matter of the New York Jets and the state of this rivalry, which we'll get to here in just a moment. But first, Rob Gronkowski and Julian Edelman on the Dudes on Dudes podcast do not agree that this is going to be a close game.
Is this a trap game for the Patriots?
They're taking care of the bad teams, and they're playing at their level and not jumping down a level when playing those teams. And when you can play at that high level and prove it throughout the year, well, then guess what? There's no trap games. So I believe that they're going to go out there and dominate the Jets for that reason, because they know how to prepare and how to play at a high level constantly and consistently. So the Jets, I don't think they're going to score more than 10 points on Thursday Night Football. This is an easy game.
This should be a blowout.
Am I crazy, or did Gronk sound very lucid right there? Like, that was as concise and on the message as he's ever sounded, I think, ever before that I've heard him. I mean, really, that was pretty good analysis.
I think the Fox Sports viewing audience would benefit from more of that.
Maybe. And he's half right. I mean, they did blow out Tennessee. They blew out Cleveland. They didn't blow out Atlanta. They didn't blow out the Saints. They blew out the Panthers, but the Panthers aren't some bad team, I don't think.
I think they might have
ended up... And they lost to the Raiders, so...
They might have ended up blowing out the Saints. If Diggs didn't have that phantom OPI call, maybe they score another touchdown. And I'm not making excuses for them, but like, it felt like they were in control of the majority of that game.
Yeah.
But you're right, they didn't blow them out. You're right.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life, all told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.